changing circumstances, situation, and sometimes favorable, not favorable. And the right information always comes from the living God. God gives us the right perspective, right logos, because there are so many logos flying around. And today, because of the TVs, cable TVs, and so many communication logos methods through emails, tweets, so many things that there are available. So basically that we just do what Jesus did, that we live by every word that is proceeding and stay at that, because that is the reality. That is the wisdom and knowledge. And the reality is we are in the heavenlies. We are seated at the right hand of God. And God gives us knowledge, wisdom, perspective of that location. Then the storms calms down. It just is not there. For the people in the world, this world, they have trouble. God of this world troubles them, steals the peace, joy, and kills and destroys. That's his business. And they want the people to fear, the opposite side of expectation, and people to confess the fear, hope the fear, meaning like hopeless. And what they believe, they get. That's the law. They speak misery, speak bitterness, anger. And devil is sending his word not to deliver them, but destroy them and put them down into the grave and to annihilate. And that his purpose, intention from the beginning. But through our Lord Jesus, we have now the truth. The truth shall make you free. And we are on the solid ground. Whatever they people may be speaking, we don't have to respect those logos. We just stay at God's focus. He wants all mankind to be saved and delivered and come to that knowledge, his logos, and it's multiplying. He is doing his business through us. He is doing his business. He has those ready people, and the word, logos of God, keeps growing and multiplying. His logic keeps growing, multiplying. That is really happening. It's happening. It happens, continues to happen, and the heaven is now right there. The gospel of the kingdom of heaven, it's right here. And that's the message, and the individuals who are ready, God knows who are ready, they will hear, they will receive gladly, like on the day of Pentecost, and they will continue steadfastly in this right doctrine, right practice. And right now, it's full of hope, whereas the devil is trying to show it's really bad. Not good. They try to show that, but in reality is it's really great, and we hold that steadfast. And because what we hold fast, steadfast, that logos of God, his perspective for your economy, heavenly economy, your perspective of the heavenly health, the health, wealth, and blessed in everything. We are blessed in everything. That's God's perspective. We hold fast on that because faith is substantiation of things. The evidence is not yet come out, but that's what it is. What God says is the real thing, the truth, and that becomes. So we speak his logic and we stay with God. Stay with God. Stay with those who speak the heavenly language. Stay with them. Do not dwell among the ungodly, those who respect the logos of the world. Don't fellowship with those people who right now not ready. We don't have to. But we stay in fellowship with those who receive and continue his logos. And he will bring to us, add to the ecclesia, such as should be saved. He is keep adding. His devil cannot stop this addition, multiplication, increase, prevailing, logos. The devil cannot do anything. We simply stay our heart with God, and we don't incline our ears, eyes towards the deception. Maybe it's real. Could be wars going on. Could be destruction is going on, and 10,000 are falling down to the left. Thousands are dead instantaneously, and the diseases and pestilence that medical fields cannot take care, handle, and people are dying left and right. Really, disaster may be happening, but God's truth is you are blessed one, and nothing, no harm comes to you. And you keep moving forward. Then heavens multiplies in the dark world. So that's our mission. Mission is that God brings to our path those ones who are ready to hear, to believe this truth, not the lie, but the truth, and we encourage them, reconciliation, reconcile, get them to meet that living God, because He is the Creator, He has the power, and there's no power greater than Him. And devils, they know, the ones who are making these things, these opposite logos, dark logos, these spirits know how powerful we are. We are the Son of the Most High God, and we know that. And God, through Jesus Christ, He spoke that harvest is ready, the ready people, and you preach by the Spirit of God. Spirit of Jehovah God is upon me. So by that Spirit, use the Spirit, lambano the Spirit, and proclaim this great news, great hope to those who are ready. They're waiting for the positive news. Great news. For them, they think this is a lottery, winning number. God has given many winning number for billions of wealth, the unlimited resources of God. And we heal the sick and cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, and throw out the devil, and freely we have received, freely give. And that's what we are doing here, regardless of what's happening around. So many things are happening, different stories are on the news and TV and whatever people's talks. But in this midst of all this, in India, with over 1 billion population, that God is bringing to them. We give them right doctrine. The laborers, right doctrine. They have it. They're looking to God, and God is putting in their heart the right desire, right logos, right focus. And He's able to then send other laborers, other individuals such as should be saved, and we heal the sick from the diseases which cannot be healed, cured by the medical science, and spending tens of thousands of, or hundred thousands of rupees, million rupees, whatever, they're getting delivered just like that. They're coming to taste that heaven, the power of God, and the devils causing afflicting sickness and even death, they're raised from the dead, and they're fleeing from the scene. They're running away. They know. Even one of the testimonies that when the devil's spirits, they come to know that one of the leaders who gave this testimony, that he was going to come. So before he was going to come, the spirit said, I have to go, and left. So God be with us. He is for us. And we have the heaven's host. We have Jehovah's host is with us. Elisha and Gehazi, very powerful Syrian military, came and surrounded that one city where Elisha and Gehazi were. In the morning, Gehazi saw that that city was surrounded by the military, the host of Syrian army, and immediately ran back and gave that message to Elisha. And Elisha knew God's perspective. What is the reality? And pray to Jehovah to to open the eyes of Gehazi. And God did. And Gehazi saw the fiery, very powerful army of the angels surrounding that fleshly military power of Syrians. And Elisha said, okay, smite their eyes. Those Syrians, they became blind and brought them, led them to the king of Israel. And the king of Israel said, okay, let's slaughter them. But that time, the revelation from God, God's information to Elisha was, just feed them and give them drink, water to drink or whatever, and send them back. And after that, Syrians stopped messing with Israel. So we have the perfect wisdom. One person, one of us, is more than the millions of the enemy. And with us are the Jehovah of hosts, the living God. It dwells in us. And wherever we go, we are powerful, and He gives us wisdom, and we just follow, walk in it. We have good works, which God has before ordained. And in that we walk each day. He is giving to us that wonderful walk where God blesses us with good works. And good work in one, in the morning, seamlessly He is bringing to our path, because we understand, we see God's logos. And we want to benefit ourselves, first of all. We are blessed when we want to do the Father's business. We are blessed. That's why we walk in it. We are willing. Our eyes, we don't want to disengage from God and then engage to the world's sight of the world, the pleasure or pressure of the world. We don't. We keep staying our eyes with God, and everything is fine. All is well. This is our reality. Let the world talk everything forever and ever. Let them talk. Doesn't matter. The Word of God lives and abides forever. And He is giving to us His treasure every day. We are in the heavens. We are in the paradise. We are in the promised land already. God said, rejoice evermore. Enjoy it. Enjoy this. Every day, enjoy it. And we acknowledge Him. Whatever we do, we acknowledge Him. We see Him. And lean on to His understanding, which He's freely given to us. And He is directing our path of incredible life that nobody has seen, heard. The lifestyle of the sons of God ruling all over the world. Today, God is in business right now. The greatest one, the Almighty. So that's my perspective and God's perspective on this.